Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We are here again on Sunday. This is Elohim Speaks, and naturally on Sunday, the first thing we talk about is love. Boy, that's an interesting topic. We like to talk about it because we don't know how to love and treat each other. How do we get along in groups? How do we work together? How do we be a part of each other's lives? So love is very important. So we always talk about that every show. Love is the act that makes others feel good. If you're engaged in a conversation, and you can tell that you're not having a feel-good experience with the conversation, then the conversation is not bringing about the desired effect of love, making each other feel good, you know? I'm Elohim. This is, we'll be here every Sunday. The call in number is 516-453-9230 for those of you who are out there listening in Radio Land. We have a pretty interesting show for you today because on this show, we like for you to think in terms of things that's going to make a difference in your life. They have an old saying, you know, if you keep doing the same thing the same old way, expecting a different result, that's the mark of a crazy person, okay? So right now, we're going to get just a little bit about the love aspect of this thing, right? Now, I want to just bring the Bible into it just for a minute. Oh, boy. That's opening up a can of worms, right? In Matthew 9:4, have you not read that he was made them at the beginning, but he who made them at the beginning made them male and female. Now, he used the term made. That's a very important point. That's going to be the main point of the topic for the next hour, because he used the term made. Now, according to natural law, men and women were how things were designed to make sure of the perpetuation of life, okay? any other combination will cause the species to cease to exist. And it's very important because if you engage in unnatural sex, okay, it could cause humans or people or whatever we think we are, gods, to cease to exist, okay? any other combination other than male and female would cause the species to cease to exist. Now, how come as God, right, you can sleep with who or whatever you want, and it's not a sin? The whole thing is what's your end game, right? Now, here you are sleeping with other men, women sleeping with women, people sleeping with cats and dogs and horses and sheep and chickens, whatever they think, whatever turns them on, you know? Now, see, as God, you can sleep with whoever you want to sleep with, you know? That's up to you. But when you think about the consequences of your actions, right, men getting with men, women getting with women, ain't no babies coming out, right? So if we engage in activity that's not in direct cause of the perpetuation of life, then things get a little crazy for us. Things get a little weird, you know, because it could cause the whole thing to shut down, you know. Now, the sex drive is very important. It's very strong. That's why we shouldn't engage in it too early. Some of us get involved in a sex drive too early, and it will consume us for the rest of your life because that's how strong the drive is. That drive is strong like that for one reason, because it's there to perpetuate, okay, the species. It's there to make sure that we continue on this journey as human beings. Now, we start sleeping with different species. We'll have what they call the centaur, the horse with the horse man body with the horse legs, and all kinds of crazy things are going to be coming out. But the whole thing was designed for you to perpetuate the species. And this is what this hour is about. This hour is to talk about that. Now, if you want to sleep with a guy, really, it ain't none of my business. As long as it's two consenting adults, okay, I don't have a problem with what your choices are. But everything depends on your end game. What's your end game, you know? If you're thinking just as an individual for you, your own satisfaction and gratification, okay, that might work. But when you rise up into your divine mind, into the mind of God, you're thinking about the whole ball of wax. You're thinking about everything. So you refrain from doing things that will cause you to cease to exist. You got to think about that, okay? To engage in activity that will cause you to cease to exist, something's wrong with that mindset, okay? Now, so you have a lot of us that haven't reached that divine mind, that God thought process. That's what I've been pushing you towards every Sunday. That's what I'm pushing you towards. I'm pushing you towards your highest reality, the highest form of person that you can be. You know, I use the term person like me because, you know, when you get into the legality of all these terms that they're giving us, so many terms have so many multiple meanings, okay? And the more you learn, the more you know about these meanings. It makes it difficult to say which term you're going to use because it depends on your listening audience, all right? Now, now I want to reiterate the part on Matthew 19 when he said, have you not read that he who had made them at the beginning made them male and female, okay? And there's the reason why divine people use the term made and not create. In Genesis 26, it said, let us make man in our own image. But the translators went with the creationists with the term creation. And that's the wrong term because as God, the only thing that we can create is systems. If you're going to, you say, well, I'm going to make a table, and you cut down a tree, and you make a table out of the tree, you didn't create the table. You made the table out of something that already existed. You didn't sit down and decide that you want to design the tree to grow so that you can make the table. No, you cut the tree down and you made the table. You made the table. You did not create the table. There's a difference between made and create. This is what I want to talk about today because it's all a psychological warfare that the 1% is perpetrating on the masses, okay? If energy cannot be created or destroyed, that means that you were, excuse me, it's been a long day here. That means that you were not created. And if you were not created, what does that make you? That makes you a creator, okay? Now, since energy has always existed since the so-called beginning, right, that means that, that means that you cannot create. The only thing that you can do is make. You can make things, and quietness is kept. That's what God is. God is one who manipulates source energy for its own benefit. Just what I'm trying to do every Sunday, right, is to give you a different thought process. You know what they say? That if you keep doing the same thing over and over, right, and expecting doing the same thing over and over the same way and expecting a different result, that's the mark of a person that's insane, okay? Now, ever since you can read about recorded history, well, not ever since, but there was a period in time when we didn't think that we were created. We knew better, okay? We knew how this whole thing worked, all right? When we come into the first crew, that took us from ourselves being the power and the deity. Two, somebody else being the power and the deity over us. That's when the madness began. We're talking about Horus, Heru, Isis, that crew. That's the Jesus story, okay? when they first came out with that story, right, they wanted the people to worship them because they wanted more power. But people didn't worship people like that. Everybody was treated as equals at one time because we were all God. But they wanted to be God. They wanted to be the God of gods. So they came out with the different concepts and stuff to make themselves God of God. And at that point, all right, at that point, you became a creation. You become, now, see, it's a psychological warfare. Think about this for a minute. If you were created, you cannot be greater than your creator. So from the time they begin teaching you, right, you, right, are less than or not equal to. This is the concept. This is the mindset that they put you under, all right? And once they put you under that mindset, all right, this is how you function. This is how you live your entire life, looking for something outside of yourself to produce what you can produce for yourself. This is why we're in the condition that we're in today. Not just black people all around the planet, but all five colors, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. We're all in a subservient position because we've allowed somebody to give us a subservient mindset to function through life. All right. Now, just the second part of what we talked about last week. I want to go into this a little more in detail because this, the most important message, the most important message that I can give you, period, is the fact that there's nothing in the cosmos, nothing on the planet, nowhere that you can see is greater than you, period. Okay? You are the end-all, be-all. You are a creator of systems. You are a manipulator of source energy for your own benefit. If the things around you aren't working according to how you think they should work to benefit you, to make your life better, okay? A chain is only as strong as its weakest link. So if you're weak, I don't care who you hook up with, the chain's going to be weak. The chain's going to be weak. It's not going to be strong, okay? So you have to manipulate energy for your own benefit, and you can if you know who you are, okay? Think about this for a minute. We're arguing all day long about where we're from. Oh, we're from Africa, and we come through this, and we come through that. Oh, we're from Haiti, we come through this, we come through that. We're from France, we come through this, we come through that. We're talking about black power, we're talking about white power. but if you think about it for a minute, if you are created and you're from this planet, then you're tying your entire reality to a piece of land, all right? If you're not created and you know that you're God, one who conscious energy formed in flesh, being able to manipulate source energy for your own purpose, that's God. If you know you're God, then the entire cosmos belong to you. Not just this one little speck of land that you run around a hoop and hollering about. Everything out there. And people say, well, why are we here? That's an obvious answer if you know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you don't know why you're here. You don't know what you're doing. Hey, well, I'm trying to get a job, pay my bills, you know what I mean? What can I do? Huh? Hopefully God will bless me to get something. You know what I mean? This is the mindset that you have. But if you rise up into the mind of God, into the thinking of God, this is where you're supposed to be living at. This is who you are. That means that if you need something, you can stop and figure out what you have to do to get it. You are the creator of your own reality. Whatever reality you want, you can create it. You can make it. You can bring it into existence because of who you are. But if you think, well, I'm not less than this, and I'm not equal to that, and I got to go and pray 9 times a day to bring this to me because this is what I want, you know what I mean? If that's where you live at, you might not never get what you want. Then you start making excuses for yourself when what you want don't come to pass. You start making excuses. Well, if God wanted me to have it, I have it. Well, if God wanted this, it wasn't this. But you have to realize everything depends on your thought process. What is this? One of the richest people on the planet, Nightingale or whatever his name was, I forget the guy's name. He said that if you think you can, you're right. And if you think you can't, you're right. What you think about you, who you are, what you are, will determine the difference in your life and your children's 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 lives, because you're passing this information down to them. And I want you, this is why I'm setting this show up, okay? I want you to think differently about what they're pumping into your brain, all right? They're pumping stuff into your brain to block out the divine information to lock you into your real power. You have the power to change everything. One guy can change the entire planet if you know who you are, okay? You understand what I'm saying? It's kind of tricky. It's even frustrating sometimes. You see what I'm saying? When you see God, okay, this is from my perspective, you know. Am I right? No, am I wrong? No, I'm just giving you a different way to think about reality. When you see God subservient to something that they know not what, when they look in the mirror and there's nothing in the mirror greater than what's in that mirror, period. I don't care if you go to Mars or Jupiter, wherever you go, there's nothing greater out there than you. And you have to stop attaching yourself these little specks of land all over the place claiming that's your reality. Now, if you're God, you got all that real estate out there. Wouldn't you like to visit your real estate? You see what I'm saying? Somebody know their God, and they're working on going to see their real estate. They're working on going to Mars, going to Jupiter, going to the moon. What are they thinking that you're not thinking? Somebody got trillions of dollars. They got armies, navies, ships, tanks, everything. And you see, they don't even have a pop gun in your house. You know what I mean? What are they thinking that you're not thinking? What kind of mindset do they have? Remember when they had you as a slave. I'm talking about black people now. When they had you as a slave, they made you call them master. They made you call them Lord. That means they know who they were. They know where they're going. Their end game is to visit their real estate. Why are they here? They're here to maintain what their ancestors have set up for them. I'm talking about the planets, the stars, the moon, the sun, all that. They have to maintain that because it belongs to them. All right? And it's a coincidence that they can walk into a part of the planet and just take what they want, because in their mind, it's theirs. You sitting there, you know, all comfortable, you know what I mean? Like working on whatever God that you say you serve, and you're sitting there all comfortable, you know? And here comes somebody with our armies and navies and tanks and everything. Yo, man, we want this land. What are you going to do? There's nothing you can do, because in your mind, you aren't prepared to be who you're supposed to be. You have to be prepared to be who you're supposed to be. Now, if you don't know who you're supposed to be, what are you preparing for? Think about it. Now, those of you on the line right now, think about that question. What are you preparing for? What are you prepared as to who you are? Well, I understand. Are you preparing yourself as God, or are you preparing yourself as a man? And there's a difference between a man and a God. A man will think like a man. Okay, and a God will think like a God. A God is responsible for the cosmos, for everything, responsible for 6 to 7 billion people on this planet. how many people you feed, you know? I mean, you look in my yard, I barely got tomatoes out there. And there's 6 billion people out there. Who am I feeding? What kind of system, thinking about this, now that I know who I am, what kind of system am I coming up with to take care of this stuff? We talk about Monsanto this and Monsanto, but Monsanto's feeding millions of people. You know what I'm saying? You can sit there and complain about what Monsanto's doing, but what are you doing? All you're doing is complaining. You're not producing nothing. You're not making anything to build as who you are. You're making stuff to build as who somebody told you you were. Well, hello, people. Wake up call. You are conscious energy formed in flesh. You are made up of energy, and energy cannot be created or destroyed. Let's go back to the beginning. Let's swing this thing back to the beginning for a second, okay? We're talking about the uncaused cause. We can't go no further than that. Follow what I'm saying? Well, my brain can't go no further than that. That which caused everything to exist and nothing caused it to exist. That's far back as I can go. That's far back as my blood past will take me. But during that period, the only thing that was here was the uncaused cause. The only energy that was here was the uncaused cause. So the uncaused cause had to produce something. It had to come from that energy that was already here. Okay? We all know you can't make something from nothing. You got to have something. So energy had to be here to produce the energy. And that energy that was here is the same energy that walk upstairs and go to sleep at night and call himself by whatever name you called yourself by. You're the same energy. You're that energy. Just saying, you know. This is a different thought process. This is the thought process that will get you those tanks, that will get you those navies and armies and ships that you need to protect yourself and the 6 billion people on this planet who are being used and abused by the few people who have got control of some of the great God. You know, we're gonna get into that in a minute. The great God and God. You know, this is a wake up call. This is what this show is all about. This is why I'm here every Sunday. I'm here every Sunday just to give you a different way of thinking about what you're doing. And right now, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in and listening. When I see the board light up like this, I say, oh, boy, at least I know that about myself. And that's good, okay? So, but it's hard to ask the question in this arena because you're not used to thinking like this. You're not thinking. When's the last time, just for people on the line, when's the last time you sat down and figured how much a battleship costs? What do you want to do with a battleship? You can't put it in the backyard. You see what I'm saying? You don't have the land to deal with a battleship or a tank or nothing like that there because your brain, see what I'm saying, is not functioning in the right capacity because it's not linked to your mind the way it's supposed to be linked, because they have put subliminal cuts in your brain to block the flow of energy through the oracle into your brain. I'm telling you, they have done things to cause your synaptic nerve to not grow based on what you're reading, based on what you're getting. Somebody said, well, I've read so many books. Old guy told me one time, old wise man, he said, look, there's thousands and thousands of books in a library. So the trick is to know which one to read. What books are you reading? There's plenty of books in the library. Some of them ain't worth 2 cents. Some of them are not going to get you around the corner. But we're reading them, you know what I mean? Because we don't know what our end game is, because the end game is determined by who you are or who you think you are, you know? The trick of the 1%, the trick of the 1% is to get you to think that you're less than and not equal to something. They don't care what it is. You think they're worried about who you praying to? They don't care. As long as you're praying to something other than the person who has the real power to make change, and that person is you. You have the real power to make change. You can lay up in the bed all day long and don't eat, just stop with that. But you got to get up and go downstairs and make that meal because you have the power to do it. You got the power to do so much. what I'm saying to you today, okay? I'm not saying believe, because I don't believe in anything. But when you go into these books, take out what you want that's going to make you a better person. Look for things that's going to put you into your divine mind. That divine mind is powerful. That divine mind will have you living for 200 years. That's what I'm going for 200 years right now myself. That divine mind will have the gray hair on your head. That divine mind will have a gray hair on your head turning black. My hair is turning black now. You know, I don't know how long it's going to take me. Maybe 200 years before it turned on black. But the diet that I'm on is working. Where did diet come from? I thought of diet myself. I can't. If I want to live for 200 years, I can't ask a doctor. Can't I live for 200 years? If I want to live disease-free, can't ask a doctor. Most of them sick themselves. You know what I'm saying? Something's wrong with everything if you're trying to go beyond where the regular guy is. Where's the regular guy? You say, well, we need resources and money to do whatever we have to do. Why are you fighting the system? There's billions and trillions of dollars in this system. If you need money, why are you fighting the system? Why don't you use the system to get what you want? What can you do? Now, here's the question. What could you do if you had Oprah Winfrey's money? What kind of change could you make if you had LeBron James' money? You know what I'm saying, man? Here you got, what's his name? Hammer Time, you know? This guy made millions. But spent all his money on lavish houses and gold toilets and all that. And pretty soon they took it all from him because he didn't know who he was, so he didn't know what to do with the money. Most of these rich black and white millionaires don't know what to do with the money, and they wind up broke. They lose all that money. You go on YouTube and look at some of the actresses who was homeless, sleeping in the street. Actresses that were stars that made plenty of money sleeping in the street because of the thought process that they were under, okay? They didn't know who they were, so the agenda based on their end game didn't correspond with who they were and where they were going. All right? We can't even come together as a group because they told us about, you watch the movies, they throw these people up there, oh, I'm so in love, and they be stalking the person and killing and murdering somebody for looking at her. You know what I mean? That ain't love. That ain't got nothing to do with love. That's a sick individual who don't know what's going on. Out of control. A sick individual who emotionally out of control. Time is emotion to something that don't have nothing to do with love. You follow what I'm saying? And this is what they're putting in the movies for us. They got these dysfunctional families on television, okay? All in the Family and what's some of the other, Married with Children, some of these other shows. Some of these shows might be off now. I guess I'm dating myself. But they put these shows on, which with families that are dysfunctional and have you think that that's normal. Oh, she's just a teenager. They just acting out. That's a bunch of nonsense because they have taken control over your child's brain through the school system. Now, just think about this as a black group for a second, okay? We didn't send our children to preschool. We preschooled our children at home, right? And still, with the level of education that they were giving the children in the school, they tested 10,000 children nationwide for the SPACE program. Black child, black young man came in first out of all 10,000. Black woman came in second out of all 10,000. Chinese person came in third out of all 10,000. Caucasian came in four. You understand what I'm saying? They said, wait a minute. Something's wrong with this picture. Even though we had them in our schools programming them, they're still out doing our children. So let's get them before they go to school. Daddy set up the preschool program. They ain't setting these programs up because they're trying to make you smarter. You must tell your children. It's important. Tell your children, I'm not sending you to school to make you smart. School is not going to make you smart. I don't care if you go all the way to Harvard, whatever school they got. I'm sending you to school because you're smart. Don't let the child depend on the teacher to make them smart. That teacher had the children dropping out of school every 20 minutes. You see what I'm saying? Let that, unbelievable. I got my cousin calling from New York. I'm going to try to catch up with him for a week, and he's calling me at this particular time. Well, he's going to have to wait. I can't take the call. But you must begin to upgrade your child's mind, upgrade your mind into a thought process that's going to benefit you as a whole. Number one, this is the most important message that I can give you, period. You were not created. You are all this power. You are the universe expanding itself. That's why there's no limit. When I was 10 years old, man, we had no TV. Look at what they got now. You see what I'm saying? And tomorrow they're going to have more. My nephew, me and him were just talking on the phone. When he was coming up, there was no internet for him. Now he got internet. You see, he had TV, but he had no internet. You know? I'm just saying there is no limit to God. God has no limit. You don't have a limit. There's no limit to what you can do, what you can make system-wise. Well, I use the term create. You can create systems that can change this planet into a paradise overnight if you're thinking about it. But you're not thinking about that. Yeah, well, I got to save a little money here and pay my bills. Then I got my booze over here, you know, get my little flesh set up here where I can eat every day, you know. Hey, this is how we're thinking. This is how your program can think. You watch the television, you watch the movies, everybody got a drink in their hand. Have a drink. Have a drink. Have a drink. What God in their right mind would put poison in their body? Ain't no nutrition in the doggone booze, but we drink it. Why? Because we've been socially programmed, let's have that drink. Okay, let's go get that booze. You know, we've been socially programmed to do that. That's all I'm saying. And once again, I'd like to stop and thank everybody that's on the line. I really appreciate you calling in. You know, it's good that I'm talking, but it's good to know that there are those on the line who are listening to what I'm saying, and I appreciate that because now the message is going to change next week. This is part two of the message from last week, you know, because this is so important. I can't express how important this is, you know. Now, here's something else I want to think about, and I talked about this last week. I sound like Coca-Cola over and over and over saying the same thing, but I know I talked about this last week. But think about this for a minute, okay? There's a psychological warfare against the masses, all right? The 1% are waging a psychological warfare against the masses, all right? I don't care what religion you go with, Islam, Buddhism, Christianity, Hindu, don't matter what it is. The underlying thought process they're teaching is that you were created and that you're not equal to the Creator. And when you get to the point where you're stressed out, you get on your hands and knees and you pray to the Creator. And if you've been good, the Creator will help you, okay? Now, here's the kicker. Who is the Creator? Oh, they got a Creator for you. Trust me. All of them got a Creator for you. There's only supposed to be one God, but yet every religion you go into, they have a different God. And some people have you worshiping cows and snakes. Have you worshiping anything? You know what I mean? They got a God sitting up on a chair looking like Abraham Lincoln. They got, everybody's got a God for you. So don't that tell you something? Don't that make you think that they're running game? If everybody's using the same trick now, they use it because they work. It worked like a champ. And you listen to some of the preachers and the ministers. Well, God told me the other day. Now, they're talking to God, okay? And they have become an intermediary between you and power, right? And I'm telling you here today, there is no intermediary. You are directly connected to your source. You are directly connected to your power base. There's nothing on the planet that you cannot do if you put your mind to it. You can do anything you want, anything because of who you are. if you now I'm gonna read this again, okay? Matthew 19:5 or 19:4, where it says that Matthew 19:4. Have you not read that he who made them, he which had made them at the beginning, made them male and female? See what I'm saying? This, now I'm reading this out of Matthew because I stopped reading a lot of parts of the Bible because I read mostly of what they say that Jesus said, because Jesus was coming at them from a divine mind. He was coming at them as a God, but he respected the people as God as well. He that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I. He didn't say you can do as great as me. He said greater works than I did you will do. See what I'm saying? Because he knew who you were, but you don't know who you are. And we're trying to alert you right now to who you are, what you are, and why you're here. You're here to maintain your real estate. Your real estate is in need of repair out there, okay? And you're sitting here worrying about this little speck of dirt right here when all of that out there belongs to you. You know what I mean? You're worrying about gold and diamonds. There's so much of that stuff out there, you won't be able to bring it all back. You follow what I'm saying? But are you trying to get out there? No, because you don't know that's yours. It's just like you're living here. We're talking to black people now. Just like you're living here, but you don't know that all of this is yours. It don't belong to them. They're talking about immigrants. Immigrants are talking about immigrants. You follow what I'm saying? This, all of this is yours. It belongs to you. You know? They're telling you to go back to Africa when you're already in Africa. You follow what I'm saying? Because you don't know that this is your land and all this is yours. You're not arguing for it. You're not fighting for it. You see what I'm saying? But it comes a time when you have to stand up. Now, the system, what God can create is systems. You created this. I hear people talk about it all the time. This system is not made for us. This system was made for you. They just took it over and tweaked it and using it for their own purpose. It got you thinking that it don't work. Same thing with the Bible. They took that Bible and conquered the planet. And you throwing it in the trash. Now, what are they reading in the Bible that you're not reading? You know what I'm saying? The preachers ain't teaching you the real story of the Bible. I'll give you for instance, just for instance, okay? When Jesus, right, was supposed to be getting crucified, he went through the Sanhedrin. He didn't claim to be no Hebrew, so they didn't have jurisdiction over him. He went to the Romans. Pilate asked him, where are you from? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. So now the Romans didn't have jurisdiction over him. There was a jurisdiction issue. That was about jurisdiction. Since neither one of them had jurisdiction over him, the only one that could try him would be another God. So they put him in front of the people. And they run into the same jurisdictional issues that they're running now. It's the same way the entire court system is set up based on the Bible. You follow what I'm saying? And you throwing the book in the trash because you don't know how to read it. Oh, that's a bunch of garbage. You see what I'm saying? Once you understand that God creates systems, when you read certain portions of the Bible, wherever they say and create, they're talking about a system, okay? When they say God created the heavens and the earth, these are systems out there where the sun and the earth is going around the sun and you have different stars and the planet. All this is a system based on mathematical pure science and chemistry. These are systems that they're creating. Whenever you hear the term create, they're talking about system because that's all God can create. God can't create energy because energy is. That's the only thing in the universe that is. You can't destroy it. You can change its form because it is. All of them try to tell you that. All of the divine ones come along and try to tell you that. Muhammad said Allah is one. Okay? What did he mean by Allah is one? Everything in the universe at the same time is Allah because it's all energy. That's what all comes from, the all in all, they call it. I'm just saying they're giving you the information, but because the 1%, have corrupted your mind. Now, the reason why I say 1%, I'm not blaming it on the Caucasian, because the 1% come on all colors, Caucasian too. You got black 1%, brown 1%, red 1%. They're all over the country, all over the planet, the 1%. You can go to Africa and sit up there, 1%, sit up there in these lavish rooms and all that, usurping, taking advantage of the people, calling themselves presidents and stuff. They're here. 1% come in all colors. So don't get bent out of shape dealing with one particular color, one particular color as far as the 1% are concerned. They're in control of the planet because they know who they are. They do not have a problem with you giving them control over your slave. That's your physical body. They don't have a problem with that. They'll take control. I understand. It even tells you that in the Bible, too, what the king is going to do. There was a time before king. This was before Kemet. There were no kings and stuff until Kemet came about. There were villages and families taking care of each other. You know what I mean? You could lay something down and we'll be there 2 months when you come back. Well, nobody still there. What even a word in language called still? And we retrogress in our information talking about civilization. We never had civilization as a group as far as the four colors. Or the melanated people, we never had no civilization. Civilization is a culture based on lies. And civil means spiritual, coming through Moses. Civil law is dealing with Moses. They're spiritual liars. These people are liars, and they created a system based on lies. If you get into the history, it's all lies. Our systems were based on culture and truth, reciprocity. That's what it was based on. One based on lies. There's no truth about nothing out here based on what they're teaching. I'm telling our children that some guy was sitting on the tree and an apple fell on his head, and all of a sudden we got gravity. And you got people building with bricks as big as a house, big as a semi truck. They didn't know nothing about gravity. An apple got a fall on his idiot's head. So he knew about gravity. I mean, think about it. The father of medicine. I forget the white boy's name. It is father of medicine. Inhotep. Brought all this stuff into it. I mean, this is the lies that they're giving you. They're civil liars. That's who they are. And please stop relating the civil liars' culture to the culture that you came out of. You didn't come out of a lying culture. You came out of a culture based on truth. That's the culture that you came out of, okay? Now you're in a culture based on lies, and then what they say, well, it's okay if you tell a little white lie. A lie is a lie. I don't care what color it is, green, pink, blue, orange. A lie is a lie. They're trying to subliminally seduce you into a culture that's not going to benefit you one iota. Once again, I like to stop and think, nobody left here. Oh, boy, this guy's crazy. I got to get off the line. But everybody's still here listening, and I appreciate that. That says something. That says a lot. It says a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? Because we're moving into our divine mind. You're just not hearing it nowhere. Nobody's talking to you as a divine being. They're talking to you like some little idiot. I listen to all the shows, get on different talk shows. I listen to what they be saying, you know what I mean? And they talk to the people like they're idiots, like they're stupid, you know? And most people coming off like that. Most people act like they don't know nothing because nobody's telling them who they are. Once you enter into the right thought process, man, the whole world opens up to you, just like Dr. Sadie, you know? And the things that he be into, right, it's because he went into himself to find the cure for AIDS and all that stuff. He didn't look for this culture to give him the cures. You know, follow what I'm saying? He said he didn't study their books. Because if he studied their books, he'd be spitting the same information that they spit now. So he bypassed all that because they wasn't curing anything, and he wanted to cure stuff. So the first thing he did, he said, well, wait a minute. Where was I born at? I was born in Africa. So what do they eat there? And he started there. Started dealing with what they eat and what nature was growing for them in Africa. And then he came up with different cures for different stuff. You know, you got the one doctor, pretty smart guy. But we have to take what Dr. Sabian is teaching to the next level. I'm looking at Dr. Sabian, and he's getting older. He's 82, but he's getting older. And with the right knowledge, he shouldn't be getting older. He should be getting younger. That gray hair is supposed to be disappearing. All right? You're coming in 120 pounds, 6'2". To me, that's not enough weight. He's a doctor, but to me, that's not enough weight. You need to put more weight on. You follow what I'm saying? They killed him. I think he'd have lived a lot longer than he did if they hadn't murdered him in the doggone prison when they set him up like that, you know? But you have to go into yourself. That's where the knowledge. You are connected. I can't say this enough. I'm just going crazy. You're getting beside yourself now. I can't say this enough. You are connected to everything out there. All the power flowing to you is absolutely amazing. If you don't believe me, cut on YouTube and watch the Cheatmasters. How they setting fire on paper on fire with their hand, putting stopping bullets and everything else. I mean, this is the reality of what you can do. Anything that another God can do, you can do. And you can probably do better. But they stand with kids. Anything you can do, I can do better. You see what I'm saying? And it's the truth. Because, but first, in order to do something, you have to think something. In order to do more, you have to think more. If you limit yourself to being a man, well, you're going to do what men do. Well, men make mistakes and men do this. Yeah. We were designed to make mistakes. That's part of your perfection. So, well, I'm not perfect. That's crap. You are perfect. And when you make that mistake, that proves that you're perfect because that was built in to help us learn. See what I'm saying? Pain is a good teacher. I'm telling you, it's like the baby. They talking about, well, what is wisdom? We don't know what wisdom is. You're born wise. Never got to make you wise. You can't teach wisdom. Because you're born with it. When that baby get up and that baby first start walking and start grabbing on a little table, if she grabs something and it don't hold her and that baby fall on her little butt, next time she's not going to grab that because she's wise enough to know that, hold, that didn't work for me last time and I'm not going to do it this time. That's the mark of wisdom. When you learn from the things that don't work for you, if this don't work for you, well, I'm not going to keep doing it over and over. It ain't working. It don't make sense, okay? We've been talking black power for 250 years. It ain't working, okay? We've been talking anti-system for 250 years. It ain't working because you develop this system. And what you're doing when you fight this system, you're literally fighting yourself, okay? Now, you want to do some research on this? I'll tell you what you do. Remember the Continental Congress? And the President Hayes, what kind of law, what kind of structure did they use? What constitution were they using? See what I'm saying? They're using the same one George Washington used. You know what I'm saying? That's where he got it from. Even these Negroes, I mean, I don't call George Washington Negroes because they're not. But George Washington, they ain't made up nothing. They stole what you had and lied about it because that's who they are. And they're telling you who they are. You think... Donald Trump done committed over 1,000 lies. They not surprised because they know that's who they are. They know that's what they do. They're liars. They're not, but they're not regular liars now, I got to tell you. They're not regular liars. They're civil liars. These people, and you watch this lady, what's her name, Huckabee. I mean, I got to give her her props. I mean, this woman, this woman is a lying master. I've never seen nobody lie like this woman, boy. I got to give her her props. She is really, really good. I got to watch her sometimes. She be lying and dipping and manipulating. I mean, they're good at this thing. So when you're in their presence, you have to understand that you're in the presence of a natural liar, okay? And, well, lying is not natural, but it's a learned behavior, and they've gotten good at it. So they're not natural liars. I have to watch what I say. You know, I don't want to call God a liar. I want to call God something that he's out of his natural ability. He's not a natural liar. No God is a natural liar. And when I think I'm talking about the European, I'm talking about every color you can think of, every person on this planet is a God, and they're equal to you, not better than you, and you're not better than them. And that's another thing we need to stop teaching. Oh, well, I got melanin, so that made me better. And I got this, something. But yet this guy got his foot on your neck. How are you going to be better than somebody that's somebody kicking your butt all day long? Something's wrong with that process. You know what I'm saying? He's a God just like you. And you respect him as a God, And don't underestimate no God's ability, because you'll wind up, because you'll wind up with their foot on your neck, okay? Here this man come off this little island, went in the Greek, and when they saw what the Egyptians had, they said, oh my God, how is this possible for people to have so much when they had so little? And when they learned that man was actually God, that I'm a God, that I can do all this myself, holy Hannah, they went crazy, okay? And what they did, now here's another tip that I'm going to give you, and this is something that you can tell your little ones. In fact, make sure you tell your little ones, okay? There's a circle. Now, you can be on the outside of a circle and see what you want, and you can chase it around and around and around. You know something? Got to go in a circle. Mm-hmm. Or you can sit in the middle of a circle and watch the people and what they have. And the person that have what you want, learn how they got it and study and prepare yourself. And when you're ready for it, all you have to do is reach up and grab it because you're prepared for it. Don't be getting involved with the rat race around the outside of that circle. Peace, be still. That's what Jesus tells us. Be still. Sit in the middle of the circle and learn. See how they're doing what they're doing. See how they're getting what they're getting, and start preparing yourself to get what you want, okay? You want to be a lawyer, don't be sitting up in medical school. That don't make sense. You're trying to be a lawyer, you're sitting up in medical school. No lawyer, no doctor, no lawyer ever became a doctor going through medical school. I guess I'm running my face too much. But if you're a lawyer and you sit in a medical school, you're going to become a doctor, not a lawyer. If you want to be a lawyer, you want to prepare to be a lawyer, look at how the lawyers became lawyers and start preparing to take the bar, okay? So that you can become a lawyer. Well, you can always become a medical lawyer, too. That's something to think about. But I'm just saying, sit in the middle of the circle. Watch how they're getting what they're getting. And begin to prepare yourself and reach up and grab what you want. Don't get on the outside of the circle and start chasing, or you'll never get what you want. You look up, you have gray hair coming out the boom bangs, and you saying, dog, I'm 85 years old. What the heck have I done with my life? Where did all the time go? I'm 90 years old. Damn, what did I do? I'm 40 years old. I got out of high school, got out of college. What have I done? 40 years, 20 years I went by, 30 years I went by, 40 years I went by. See what I'm saying? You've made money, you've lost money, you've had stuff, you've lost stuff. It's like you give and take, but you're back in the same position you was 25 years ago. You say, wait a minute, something's wrong with this picture. See what I'm saying? First thing you have to do is upgrade your thought process, okay? Now, make sure you teach the children about the circle so they don't be in that rat race out there running, chasing what other people got without preparing to get it for themselves, you know what I mean? But the first thing you have to do is upgrade your thought process. Stop thinking like a man. You're not a man, okay? Stop thinking like there's something over you, okay, that you're going to walk up and pray to, and they're going to give you what you need. Stop thinking like that. It ain't going to happen, okay? You are the most powerful thing that you're ever going to need. And with that power, you can create and do whatever you want to do, okay? We're almost out of time here. Boy, time sure goes fast when you're having fun. But look, once again, before we run out of time, I'd like to thank everybody that's on the line. I really appreciate you hanging in here because it's a sign. See what I'm saying? These thought processes that I'm giving you, it's not easy. Everybody can't sit for a whole hour listening to this stuff, you know what I mean? Because this is outside the box. We used to color them inside the line. That's another thing you got to do with your children when they color them coloring books. After they get through coloring inside the line, make them make up something outside the line that will go with the picture inside the line. If the time to color inside the lines and follow the rules and do what they should, they don't get in trouble. And there's a time to color outside the box. You have to teach the children the difference between the two and when to do what. And if you teach them early, they'll know how to, they'll know when to challenge the law and when to go with what the law is saying. You know what I mean? Because it's tricky out there, you know? So that's what coloring inside the lines and coloring outside the lines mean. When they see a child coloring and having trouble staying inside the line, they know right away that that child has trouble with authority. Child don't like to follow the rules. See, so they get, when the teacher gives you the little color books in school, it's all psychological. They know what they're doing, you know? So you got to teach your children early the meaning of coloring inside the line and making something outside the line. Inside the box, outside the box. You teach your child how to think outside the box. All right? Now, and those of you, I'm going to say this because we only got about 3 minutes here. Those of you who have trouble with your teenagers, right? Learn what their favorite cartoon is. Sit down and ask them, what's your favorite cartoon? And talk to them through the cartoons. All right? I know I've said this a few times on some of the shows, but sometimes you got to say things over and over for it to make sense, you know? The program, they spend billions on cartoons, all right? They got the Aflac guy to sell you cartoons. They got, they just sell you insurance. They got, now the children know nothing about nutrition, but they'll tell you to get, I want Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. Why? Because of Tony the Tiger. Not because of nutrition. Because of Tony the Tiger. So those cartoons are not designed to teach the children. The cartoons are designed to teach those who are making the children what type of mind that the children have. When they make a SpongeBob cartoon and all of a sudden it becomes popular, they know what type of conditioning that having an effect on the child. So they know how to frame their commercials so they can get in, get the children to either buy what they want or get their mom and papa to buy what they want and get out without disturbing the child. You know what I mean? So if you're having trouble talking to your children, ask your children about their favorite cartoon and talk to them through the cartoon. You'll get right in. They'll be sitting there with their mouth open, listening to you like you're God Almighty, you know, when you talk to them through the cartoon, because that's the back door to the programming, all right, if you're having trouble talking to your teenagers, okay? But now, one more thing, the last 2 minutes, we got 2 minutes here. I still want to thank everybody again. It's just, we have no idea how it makes me feel to have so many people on the line listening to this particular thought process. Is it right? No. Is it wrong? No. It's a thought process. Something for you to think about, okay? Weigh it against the other things that you have in your mind. Weigh it against this. Weigh it against that. Okay, I got about 90 seconds. What was the last thing I wanted to say? Okay, well, let's flip my mind. But just remember this. Love is the act that makes others feel good, okay? And if you're in a conversation and it's not a feel-good conversation, then the love is going out of the conversation. Just stop. Just stop. And either change the subject or talk about something else, okay? And if every act that you commit towards your spouse, towards your children, towards anybody that you're dealing with, and it don't make them feel good, okay, then you're not loving that person. And if people are doing things to you that don't make you feel good, they're not loving you. And most of the time, they're not loving you because they just don't know how, okay? And with that, this little Haim, I'm signing off. We're out of time. And once again, like I said, I'm pretty excited that you hung in there for a whole hour listening to this different thought process, okay? I know it's hard to ask questions under this because you're not getting this type of thinking in a different format. And a different formats that you're on. So thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. And hopefully we'll be back on Sunday. We'll be talking about something different next Sunday. And I love you, and go in love, and share the love, okay? Much love.